welcome to Blog Talk Radio, home of the show, Talk to Ezra. That's right, Talk to Ezra. The year's winding up, y'all. The year's winding up. We gonna hit on a few little things tonight. Got my dog in the house rolling, Mr. DTF. So, yeah. And that's how we roll. We got some things we gonna talk about. Things we gonna be hitting hard with. Before we do that, just wanna say that we hope everybody is doing the right thing in regards to getting ready for the holidays. We want you to be safe out there. A lot of people going in the stores, getting your shopping done, all that good stuff. Well, be safe in your shopping. Be safe in your thinking. Be safe in your surroundings. Because, believe it or not, we still in a mad world out here. And there's a lot of people out here. It's good to just try to take advantage of other folk that are unsuspecting, unaware, and just out trying to celebrate the holiday. So what we want to do, we want to make sure that everybody is okay. All right, we make sure everybody's okay because we want you back. I want you back this year. I mean, to close out the year, but we want you back for 2022. We got big things popping 2022. And it is that my people ain't here to enjoy it. I'll split me. So, with that being said, time to get busy. DTL, holidays coming up, man. Anybody in particular? Oh, one more thing. Yeah, y'all, not only do we need to be aware of the surroundings, be aware of the omnivirus and all that. So we got that to deal with as well. Want everybody to be safe. Want everybody to have a great holiday. Don't need you sick. None of that stuff. So, getting on my last nerve. Nobody don't say nothing. In their mouths. You know what I'm saying? I'm busy. Now let me jump on back where I was. DTF, the holidays coming up. Who that special somebody that's giving a gift from DTF, aka Santa Claus?
Me.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody else getting nothing?
No.
Why not?
Why?
It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
They want something.
They want something all the other day.
I know, but it is extra special for Christmas. You know? It's extra special for Christmas.
That they want something. I'm going to buy something.
Tell me.
For my grandniece. I'm going to buy something. And I remember to do that because I had promised my nephew that I was going to buy something for him. He's going to do it. I'll tell you earlier today. But that's the only person, man. My grandniece. Nobody else. I mean, hell, I'm being nice to people 364 days a year. This is going to be, you know what I mean? I'm not even really going to do no celebrating. I'm just going to be here for meeting and all that stuff. Other than my great niece, I ain't giving up nothing to nobody.
Man, but it's a woman out here. And the woman says, DTL, I've been a good girl all year long. What you going to get me?
No, there ain't no woman.
You ain't got none out there like that. Man, there's about 15, 20 of them out there in line waiting.
Yeah. Man, it's more than anybody. They'll take anything from anybody to give them something.
Yeah, but it ain't special unless it comes from you.
No, no. Whoever you've been roping and riding with, get it from that cat.
They've been rolling with you.
No, they've been rolling with me.
Look here, man. You didn't get the name DTL.
Yeah.
Because you were signed with Vince McMahon, Ted Turner, Wild Cowboy Bill Watson. And I ain't never seen you jump off the top rope and power drive and nothing. So that name came for a specific reason.
Yeah.
So all them females that helped put that name in the place,
yeah.
Some of them want a Christmas gift.
Yeah, well, they not living. It's a certain level of everything.
I don't know, man. See, my game ain't that strong.
It's hell, not G. It's not down to G.
It ain't down to G.
No, he's just straight
in the L.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You already got our gift at that moment. That's all. I'm not asking you anything to ask you. The cat ain't. It wasn't worth the G. I mean, they like to think that, but is he? They was giving out this receiver.
Is that what it was? Well,
what about you?
Who am I getting a gift from?
Yeah.
I got a special somebody.
Oh yeah.
Somebody. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna keep it real. Whoever show up Christmas Eve dressed in a red Santa suit
and lay up under the tree.
I ain't got no tree.
Oh, you don't have no tree?
I ain't got no tree. So they ain't got to lay under the tree, but they can lay on something. Yeah, they can do that. But the thing is, I really don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. I have my reasons. I'm not, as they say, this is in the religious world, I'm not one of them or none of that. And even on the religious side, it's still a hoax, man.
Right.
They got folk food and you celebrating the birth of this, all that. Not true. So, my thing is, I've had that holiday twisted into something so ugly until now, it's just another day to me. You know, I'm self-employed, so I ain't looking forward to a day off or 2 days off.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't even have to go to your house and eat. Because 9 out of 10, I'm going to watch a bunch of greedy relative stuff like pigs, you know, and I ain't feeling that either. So, you know, I came to fight today and I forgot my little weapon. But, let it come around one more time. See, they know when you after the ass, they run.
Yeah, they run off.
And I'm like, man, y'all see my hair. I really hate to tell y'all, I just nap and dried up. I didn't, you know, feel like doing nothing with it. But now he gone because he already slapped shit out of him. Now, just the holiday was just turned into such an ugly thing. Until I just don't like it no more. You know, and then too, my mom gone, my dad gone. That was a thing, the joy of watching them happy when my kids, their grandkids, would get them gifts. You know, hey, grandma, this for you, blah, blah, blah. And they love it to death just because the grandkids gave it to me. That was the fun part that started bringing Christmas back to me. I really ain't liked this shit since the 80s. From the time when I wasn't married yet, but I was dating. And her mother wanted a sterling silver, like serving tray or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was dragging me to store after store after store after store. And that Remember Service Merchandise?
Oh, I missed her.
Yeah, Service Merchandise. Just turned over from Wilson's to Service Merchandise. And I'm all in the store. I mean, we going once, you know, one location to the next. I'm telling her, go to Gumgate. Oh, I'm going to Charlestown. We go away to Charlestown. Fighting all that heavy traffic, you know, about to get busted upside the head, whatever. We leave there, went to Moore City, way out there, and I'm steady saying, go to Gumgate. Gumgate, you got a better shot at getting this stuff because it might be there. So finally, we end up at Gumgate, a little bit before closing, had to wait. And they backed up. But we got it. Why is it that, you know, we doing all this, but your sister ain't? You know, they out doing their thing. You know, they out doing their thing. And we just sit there. You know, that was my problem. I'm like, come on, man. Work with us. So that kind of took the fun out of it. You know, because now she's there saying, oh, my mama now, you know, she'll be mad, she don't get it. Well, evidently your sisters ain't worried about it like you are, you know. So if they ain't worried about it, why you worried about it? So once that happened, you know, mom bought a microwave. This was microwave first coming out, you know. She bought both her sisters' microwave. So it was to the point where, you know, my eyes were like forcing them to open their gift, you know, that night before, that Christmas Eve stuff. And she hip to that. Man, when I was growing up, we opened our stuff Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, take your ass to bed and get up Christmas morning. Now, my mama always say, don't open them all at one time because later on in the day, you're going to want to open another gift. If you open them all now, you ain't got nothing to open later. But then I would go helping, you know, my brothers and them open their stuff, my daddy, you know. That was fun.
Yeah.
But when you start getting with somebody and they just, you better get me this, or if you don't get this, I'm going to have an attitude. Stuff, you know, that right there was a huge turnoff to me. You know, that was a turnoff to me. So I'm like, Christmas wasn't the same no more, you know. And then on top of that, you look at over the years, if I want this, you know, but you bought this. I told you what I want. Well, last time I checked, it's supposed to be a holiday that's centered around the spirit of giving.
Right.
Not you telling me what I better get or what, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I should be able to say, well, I want to get this for her. You know, I want to get this for him. However, in a relationship, he her, they didn't change up stuff now. So him want to buy for him, her want to buy for him, whatever. But I should be able to say, I think she look good in this. And I want to get it for her, you know. I want to get this for her because she looked good in it. It looked good on her or whatever. But then it's, I told you to get this. That's the attitude. So you done killed the spirit of giving,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I'll just give you the money.
But then if you give them the money, you better make sure you do it in front of the whole family. Because if you don't do it in front of the whole family, then it's like you gave nothing. And you're going to hear about that. So that takes the fun out of Christmas.
Yeah, that's just where
you
get the fun.
Mm-hmm. I want to know how y'all feel about it. If you got something to add to what I'm talking about, how Christmas feel to you, call in numbers 319-527-6722. 319-527-6722. Holler at your boy and tell me what you're thinking. So it's like, bro, it's crazy because all of a sudden people then got up on this new little thing. They come with this crazy crap about don't forget the baby. Don't forget the baby. Where the baby at? In the car seat, in the car? Where the baby at? And still in the crib at the house? Where the baby at? Don't forget the baby. Why we jump on stuff that don't even have relevance? You know, I understand what they think they saying. Don't forget the baby is Jesus or whatever. But that ain't even the meaning of Christmas. Because if it was all about that, you wouldn't be having all these Christmas sales and Christmas bargains and this. That's not what it's all about. So don't say, why are you buying all these gifts and blah, blah, blah. Don't forget the baby. Where the hell is the baby? That's a whole lie. That whole story was a lie, you know. But you'll lose friends if you tell them that that whole story is a lie. You'll lose friends if you tell them that whole story is a lie. First of all, yeah, Jesus did miraculous things and all that, but you know how weather is here. So in Bethlehem, if the weather was that cold, and they said, man, look, you, that woman, and that baby got to go out there and they're born. That they so renamed it a manger filled with hay. Have all the hay that you want. If it's that damn cold out there, that baby going to suffer from hypothermia. Somebody, oh, but then it's the miracle, the miraculous power. Well, y'all get caught up in all these lies. Yeah, lies. Lies. You know, come on, three wise men. Really, they brought frankincense and myrrh. They brought liquor. They brought liquor. So we ain't gonna get it. I'm pissing folk off. I'm just saying, warm up, hit a nip of this jack, man. It's a little chilly out here, man. We got the baby up, you know. And if it was that cold, Mary couldn't have breastfed because the milk would have been frozen. So y'all got to stop falling for these lies. And the truth be told, he was really born somewhere, I think it was around March or April, during the tax season. Yeah. You know, yeah, and they was going to pay the taxes and all that. It was not a freezing time of year. But this paganistic, you know, let's make a dollar off a holiday, put this December 25th, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, New Year's right behind it. So many folks go broke on a day that's supposed to be a religious celebration, and you go broke. And a lot of preachers have spoken against Christmas, not because it's a fake paganistic holiday, but you go broke, you come into the year with empty pockets. Church got to still go on. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they know your money ain't going to get right until you get the tax return. Then you got to get out of debt on that Christmas. So a lot of preachers are starting to talk against Christmas, you know, and it's true. Yeah, what y'all think? Holler at me, 319-527-6722. Tell me what you think. I ain't down with Christmas. I don't need to come over your house. I don't need to eat none of your food. I got my own food. I can cook my own food, all that. I ain't about to fellowship no more. I'm grown. Some of the folk there, I don't even want to see you. You know, you get dressed up, and you really ain't there to celebrate family or nothing. Your ass just there to eat food. But you got that one relative, man, that won't fix a damn plate, but walk around with a napkin, and always got some meat in it, some damn turkey, some brisket, some whatever. You like, you don't fix a plate. I'm not that hungry. I'm not. Because you done had 15 napkins. I'm not that hungry. You know, you've been snacking your greedy ass off the whole damn time. You know what I'm saying? Who got that relative? Who got that relative that just come there to eat like a damn pig. They already know before they leave the house they're going to eat like a pig, but they wear some jeans trying to look cute, and they done, you know how, you know black women, I ain't really watching the white women get dressed, but black women, y'all know them jeans too damn tight. You know they too damn tight. And the black women, they'll do the damn hokey pokey, you know, trying to get in them. Yeah, all that shaking, twisting them. Man, hell, you so out of breath by the time you put them damn jeans on, then you got to suck and zip them up and then button them. Lay down on the bed. The shit y'all go through to look good in a pair of jeans sometimes. And I promise you, I'm speaking for black men that love black women. A lot of them jeans ain't made for you. They're not made for you. So when you squeeze in them like that, it takes away the one thing that a black man will go buy you a Christmas gift at the last minute for. Mm. It flattens your booty. Mm. So now you went from having that round onion to smashed in because the jeans so tight. And you're like, man, I thought she had an ass last time I seen her. Yeah, it's gone. You're going to lose your ass on Christmas anyway. You're going to waste your money. But don't squeeze into them damn jeans. Then you come over, fix you a damn plate, and the plate be about them. You know, that's why you got to check before you start fixing your plate to see if your relative got them Chinettes in the commercial that don't bend, that don't fold. Don't put too much gravy because it'll soak through. If you don't eat it fast enough, then it make your plate weak. So what it do, it don't fall apart, but it'll stain your pants because the dressing juice don't go through that stain your pants. Now you're going to be walking around like somebody sat in your lap and peed. So you got to fix that. Now, here the thing is, your ass eats so much till you can't breathe. So now you go sit over there and chill and got to unbutton the top button on them tight-ass jeans. And you know, that's just miserable. You can eat a little bit now and then a little bit later, but you glut it, as my mama used to say. You glut it. And now you want to lie. Ooh, I'm full. I can't eat another bite. Ooh, you have to kill me to get me to eat some more. I'm full. And somebody walked by and go, man, did y'all get that turkey with the boudin stuffed boudin? Who's that turkey with stuffed boudin? It's over there. I don't know who brought it. You miss that shit, and you're too big, too full to get up. So what you do? Grab one of them little kids, just ruin their damn day. They playing, having, get up, go over there and give me some of that. Just make a little play today. Don't put a lot on the beer. Yeah. And I just want to play with these toys, me and my cousin. But now he goddamn to turn into Benson. I'm being your damn brother. You ain't even bought that kid shit. Ain't run over there again. Now you lying again. That's it. I'm done. That's it, man, that 7-Up cake was off the chain. Where's 7-Up cake? Ooh, it's a greedy ass. See, that was Christmas done turned into. Thanksgiving, too. It's just a day to go stuff your ass up. And then lie. And my last time doing this. Watch, come New Year's. I'm getting in shape. Your ass going to eat like a pig January 1st. Black eyed peas. All that stank ass chitlin and shit. Man, y'all need to quit flying in a lie machine. Stop lying. You gonna eat like pigs. So what does Christmas really, really mean to you? That's all I wanna know. What do Christmas really, really mean to you? Cause you can't hear me, I don't know what happened. I can hear me. I don't know what's the deal. In a few minutes, I'm going to switch to another line. So you might be able to connect better on that, too. Who knows? But I say it once again. What is your definition of Christmas? Hit me up, 319-527-6722. I really want to know what Christmas means to you. And if you call and go on a religious thing, I ain't going to catch you up. I'm going to just listen. Because everybody, you know, believe what they believe. We have been trained as a society, no matter what color you are, that Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. But the birth ain't really celebrated unless you go in the store.
birth and broke. See, birth and broke. Why you going broke over a man that lived thousands of years ago for his birthday? He went broke thousands of years ago. Now, stop talking about your uncle Cord.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So how you going broke over a man? He coming back. But he gonna be here to get the gift that you buy for him and that you buy for everybody else. You went broke behind the birth. So what is the real meaning of Christmas? Huh? And we in Texas, so we down south. We don't get no snow. So why the hell do people from Houston be around, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas? No, you're not. You don't want a white Christmas. I ain't never sang the song. I don't like it. Damn. You stupid. Oh, shit. Oh, damn. 319-527-6722. Oh, damn. I done heard it all.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I like Christmas music. But I'm also the kind of guy that the Christmas music that I like is the Christmas music that, the music that I like personally is, I listen to it year round. I don't care if it's got Christmas in it, the lyrics or whatever. If I like the song, if I like the groove, I'm going to listen to it year-round. That's just how I roll. So, you know what, bro, they saying they can't hear me. So I guess, huh? What I probably need to do is this. They saying they don't hear me. So, y'all bear with me. I'm doing, I ain't no ghetto stuff. It's just technical stuff. Maybe this will work.
Let's go, in the end, and then I gotta take the music out. And I take this one out. I won't do this. Might be able to go that route. Now, can you hear me now? If you can hear me, let me know. If you can hear me now, let me know. And we'll go that route. Like, you know, the Christmas time comes once a year. I'm happy and the kids are happy too. All that, I roll with that. You know, bells will be ringing. You know, I'm still old school because I grew up on the Jackson 5, Santa Claus coming to town. You know, I just like certain Christmas songs, you know, and I can listen to them year round. I don't wait for the season. You know, if you got to wait for the season just to jam that tune, something ain't right with that, you know. Something ain't right with that. So I'm like this. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Do your thing, you know, year round. If you got somebody you feeling and you crazy about them or whatever, and if it's a relative, whatever, don't wait till this season. Stuff marked up anyway. You know, who was that? Every day is Christmas. You down with somebody, do something every day. You know, because it's going to turn into how much you're going to spend on me. You know, that's what it's going to turn into in my opinion. How much you going to spend on me? You know, I've been breaking you off some all year. And that's all I'm getting. Well, hell, count up all the time you hate you.
So I've been breaking you off.
Yeah, breaking you off too. Yeah. You done got something out of it. If you didn't, go to the doctor. Something wrong. You know. I'm tired of these women around here lying. You know, they get the hammer dropped on them and hey, it wasn't nothing. He a damn liar. Stop lying.
Yeah.
Stop lying. Stop trying to tear down the man ego
and then get mad if somebody else uplifts the ego. Don't do that. 319-527-6722. Oh, I'm off. I'm done. You can't call in now. Show over. But we still live on Facebook, and we putting it down. I don't know what happened, man. They can't hear me. Well, they can't hear me. I don't know what happened.
How you use it?
Huh?
How you use it?
I don't know. But, I mean, it's something going on. They'll hear it later. Shit. You know? But, or what I can do is do this. People are watching, and now we can go back. We can go back. You know, let's see.
Nah.
Huh?
Nah.
I'm going to do this first. I'm going to put my... Do this.
So this got to end or not, right?
Huh?
This got to end or not?
Yeah, I got off for a second.
I'm saying the same thing. Where the Facebook is?
Where the Facebook is?
Yeah.
You
got to go into
the I cut it out.
So I'm saying, but we're in the moment. This thing right here?
Nah.
You off the Bluetooth?
I went on, it said wired headset, but now I'm back on
Bluetooth.
Yeah, so I'm finna go back live now. Now they'll be able to hear.
I'm just gonna cut the Bluetooth?
Nah, it's on. Okay, now. Alright. See, the show stopped. The show already aired back up.
So they only
need
1 hour
cycle? No, I just did an hour. I could have kept going, but I logged out. Because it wasn't live no more, so we couldn't take no callers or nothing. Yeah. So I don't know. So let's go back to that part, man, where we talking about. How do you view Christmas? What's your opinion on it? How they've taken the holiday and just turned it into something crazy? Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way, man. Christmas is just all about the gifts. Some people, you ain't going to have a girlfriend until Christmas time.
Really?
Yeah. Just think about it. So this is all about what you're going to get.
But what I did is I turned Jehovah with me. You still can't hear no sound, cuz? You still can't hear no sound? Can you read my lips? Can you read my lips? So, let's see something. Okay. Now, can you hear me now? If you can, say yeah, because I think I can be heard. So tell me, describe to me how you feel like Christmas. If you down with it, cool. If you not, explain why, other than the fact that the gifts, you know.
I'm not down with it.
Okay, tell me why.
Oh, because it's a
home. Can you hear it on yours? Can you hear the volume on? Can you hear the volume even?
Oh, I can hear it on here.
But you can't hear it.
I can't hear it,
oh, here. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what the deal is. Well, hell, that's pretty frustrating. I don't want you to explain your part. That they can't hear, you know? Hey, we'll be right back.
what the fuck? Because I can't hear you through my headset. So I think I'm going to take these bitches on.
I was on that one. I could go live on here too. Yeah, I was live on that one. But, I mean, it wasn't picking up. Nah, I took it out because it was plugged up in here. But I took it out. It was plugged up into output. It was plugged up in the output. The boy about to die. I know, I'm going to charge it up. But I was plugged into...
Which one?
This one goes into your room.
Like the motherfucker open or something like that.
Well, he take the trash out.
Okay. Yeah.